Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. The clubhouse door is open, so come on in. Oh dear, we're gonna have to get some oil or WD-40 to fix that old squeak, aren't we? Well, don't worry about it right now. Unless it was your bones squeaking, then we better try to do something about it. All right. Have a seat near the front and get ready to sing right along with our choir boys and girls. And here's their opening song.
You can truthfully say in your heart that all your sins are gone. If they're not, I can tell you about the one who can take care of them. That's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, Jesus, the friend of children, is he. Oh, such a friend, true to the end, better than even a brother could be. Oh, such a wonderful friend. Children in cabins or mansions of wealth, he loves them all. Whate'er befall, slum children, ragged and broken in health, he to his heart would them call. Suffer the little ones, kindly said he, do not forbid them to come unto me. Safe in his arms, oh, how happy they be. Oh, such a wonderful friend. And Jesus can be your best friend, too, if you'll open up your heart and trust him.
And now, before story time, we welcome Seth and his trombone today. Seth sometimes plays sacred duets with his dad, but today he's going solo. We trust it'll be a blessing. Seth?
Thank you.
Did you ever wonder where this world came from? How it got here? Long, long ago, in endless space, there was nothing. The earth wasn't even there. Everything was vast, empty darkness. Yet there was someone there. God was there. God has always lived. He is self-existing. He didn't have a beginning or birthday like you. God has always lived, and He will always live in the future. God is eternal, and God is everywhere. You and I can only be one place at a time, but God is spirit and can be everywhere at once. He is omnipresent. That's a nice big word. I'll give you another nice big word. Omniscient. Let's say it together. Omniscient. Yes, God's omniscient. That means He knows everything. You and I have to study to learn. We must ask questions and read books. But God knows all there is to know about everything. About the world, the past, the future, even about you. Now, here's another big word. Omnipotent. Say it with me. Omnipotent. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. There's nothing that He cannot do. There's nothing too hard for God. So, let's talk about some of the wonderful things He's done. Things no man could ever do. The Bible says, in the beginning, which was a long, long time ago, God created, that is, He made out of nothing, the heavens and the earth. If we make anything, a boat or a slingshot or a cake, we have to have something from which to make it. But God is God, and He can do anything, even make a whole world out of nothing. And He did just that. The second verse in God's book says that the earth was without form and void. The air, sky, land, and water were all mixed together and covered with darkness. Now, if the whole world around us was all out of order and empty and totally dark, it wouldn't be a very lovely place, would it? No. And God has perfect order in everything He does, so He changed all that darkness and chaos into something very beautiful. How did God do that? Did He use hammer and nails? Did He work hard for a long time? No. He simply spoke the words, "Let there be light." And there was light. All the darkness had to flee when God made light. And He did it by His spoken word. He didn't have to screw in a light bulb, or plug in a lamp, or flip a switch. No, by the word of His power, He made light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and made day and night, which was also very good, so we can have day to work and play, and night to sleep and rest. Isn't God good? And so the evening and morning were the first day of God's wonderful creation. But God had more plans, and the next day He separated the great waters. He divided the waters high above from the waters far below by a vast, arched, dome-like sky of clouds and vapors that He called the firmament. And that was what God did on the second day of His creation. But God wasn't finished. The next day, He commanded the waters to gather together so that the dry land could appear. Of course, the waters obeyed God's voice because He made them. Some divided one way and some the other. Some divided into great oceans, some into lakes, and some small streams flowed down from the high mountains into the low flat plains, into the rivers, and out into the big oceans. Oh, it was wonderful how perfectly God made it all work together. And then He gave the giant oceans orders of just how far their waters could extend for their shores. This far and no further. And the mighty oceans obeyed. And God called the dry land earth and the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was all good. Then God did something else very wonderful. He didn't leave the dry land all barren and bald. No, he called to the earth to bring forth all kinds of plants, some trees for fruit, and some for shade and lumber, and vegetables and grains for food, and lovely flowers to enjoy. And God didn't just create a bunch of grown plants and trees and leave them at that. He put the seeds of life in every one so that it could grow more new plants to keep its kind growing on and on. How wise God is! He did everything just right. In fact, he looked it all over and saw that it was good. And that is what he did on the third day of his creation. But God wasn't finished yet. Each day of his creation got more exciting. But we'll have to save that for next time. Oh, God is so mighty that we can't take in how great he really is. It should make us stand in awe and humbly bow our hearts to him. And what is wonderful to know is that this same great God loves you, knows all about you. He wants you to trust his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your only Savior from sin, so that you can know God and love and serve him. And I'll be looking for you again for next week's story. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.